This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Vermeer Corporation, Melcher Dallas Schools, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Pleasantville Schools, Sully Transport, and 3M. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, City of Pella, Don's Heating and Cooling in Knoxville, Central College, Raceway Tire and Exhaust in Knoxville, Precision Pulley and Idler of Pella, and Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville and Melcher Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back to school. What makes some kids succeed at school and ultimately at life? What do some of the very best students in the county have to say about the causes of success? In the ninth part of a 10-part in-depth series, let's go in-depth with Bailey Corr, Hunter Van Hollen, Logan Collins, Morgan Lauer, Colin Thomas, and Darby Renfro, seniors at Pleasantville High School. I understand that you are some of the more successful Pleasantville High School students. What makes you better than your average student, do you think?
I would say we definitely aren't necessarily better than any student in Pleasantville High School. I know myself, as well as this group, try our hardest, both academically as well as extracurricular activities. So we do our best to not only represent ourselves, our family, but also represent our school.
Where does this drive to be your best come from?
I think the drive to be your best all comes starts at home, you know, when you're young, and you have to have that mindset going into school, otherwise you're just not going to succeed the way you should.
And so a lot of it just comes from home?
Yes.
And Hunter, is that your conclusion too?
Yeah, my mom taught me to have a tireless work ethic and do my best in everything that I participate in.
I was raised to be successful. It was expected to try my best and do my best at everything that I do. I'm involved in a lot of extracurricular activities, and if I'm not able to put forth my best effort in one thing, then I need to give it up and put my best effort into other things.
Not only has my parents had a big influence, but also the teachers, and then you also have to have an accountability within yourself that it's something that you want to strive for. And I think that's the biggest thing, is your internal drive.
Yeah, you gotta like have a goal, like to work for it. And my parents have raised me well, so.
Take classes that you enjoy, and then you have your required classes that you have to take. But find things that you're passionate about, because that's how you're happy. If you're not passionate about it, you're not gonna want to work hard and be successful at it.
Okay, so internal drive. You all strive to succeed. Were you born that way? But you're saying your parents had a role too.
My parents had an extreme role in teaching me how to work for something, set a goal. I am very involved in the livestock industry and showing livestock, and a lot of my competitive spirit and my drive came from that, by being involved with competition at a young age. And not that it's all about winning, but all about setting goals, doing your best, and realizing you're representing yourself. And to be successful in your future, you have to keep that in mind.
It's all about who you surround yourself with, like your parents, your friends. Your friends are a big representation of you. If you're around friends that aren't good, that don't have very good work habits, maybe you're going to possess the same qualities. It's all about who you surround yourself. That's who's going to influence you when you become older and right now.
I think it starts when you're younger with your parents. They instill these values, but it's up to yourself when you're older. When you come into high school, you have to find it within yourself. People can't want to be successful for you. You've got to actually want it yourself.
And I also think, Morgan mentioned this earlier, our teachers are a big key in this. At Pleasantville High School, we're very fortunate to have a great group of teachers, and they've taught us to push ourselves. They're pushing us without being too hard on us, where you get frustrated with your work. They're always there to help us to become better students, to educate us now and for our future.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt once said that some are born great and some have greatness thrust upon them. And I know for me, I probably wasn't born great, but my parents, they really pushed me, and I have brought greatness upon myself. And I know some people are just natural athletes, and they're the ones that are born great. So it's all determined by how much drive you have.
Yeah, I agree that your parents instill a tireless work ethic in you. But it is up to you to ultimately push yourself to take yourself where you want to go.
Everyone is born with that inner drive. It's just you need someone to like poke and prod at you and try to get you going. And then when you get going, then it's like as you get older, you start to like get better work habits, get better drive.
Let's go back to friends. So are you telling me that if we're around people that have low expectations, we'll have low expectations too? People can drag us down or maybe they can bring us up. Is that your perspective?
You can do either one. You can either have the type of friends. If you have friends that are going to help you be successful and be supportive no matter what, that's a good group of friends to have. But then again, if you have a friend that doesn't necessarily have a great work ethic, you can always encourage them and try to support them and try to spark their inner drive to be successful.
Yeah, I think it definitely works both ways. If you're around people that don't have a very good work ethic, you might be a part of that group or you might be a part of something different. I mean, there's statistics that go both ways. There's a lot of people that maybe have grown up in not the best situations, but they're able to bring themselves up from that. And that's just kind of one of just a really great question to ask, because a lot of people, there's not an answer for it. It can go either way. It just depends on what you decide to do yourself.
Like Darby mentioned, you could be a leader for some of your friends, and that's another thing they've taught us at Pleasantville High School is how to become leaders, not only in sports, in your programs, but also academically. Be a leader to someone who doesn't necessarily have the best study habits and aren't working towards their grades, and try to get them, encourage them to work hard towards school and make them realize this will affect their future.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Marion County Auto Body, J&M Truck and Equipment Repair of Pella, iHealth Solutions of Knoxville, Tom's Collision Center of Pella, Twin Cedars Schools, and Pella Cooperative Electric. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central Cellular in Knoxville, Pella and Sully, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Knoxville, Menninga Pest Control in Pella, Home Check Home and Landlord Services by Park Woodle, Plum Supply of Pella, Stan and Shirley with Stan's Drywall in Pella, and the Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my conversation about student success with Bailey Corr, Hunter Van Hollen, Logan Collins, Morgan Lauer, Colin Thomas, and Darby Renfro, seniors at Pleasantville High School. Well, it really is about your future, isn't it? That you're on trajectories to be business, industry, leaders, whatever you choose to be, and so you've decided to set yourself up to do that. Do you have to do that early?
Definitely. Everybody here will agree with me that if you don't come into high school with the mind that you're going to succeed and you have that drive and you sit down and you study for that next test, you're not going to make it. You have to have that. You have to put the time in if you want to be successful.
Just thinking about the things that it's going to that high school and certain classes are going to benefit you in the future, and just telling yourself, I need this in order to accomplish every other goal that I have, that helps a lot in keeping up your grades, keeping up your studies, and stuff like that.
While we were waiting to do this interview, I saw a poster on the outside that said, if you want to get into Iowa State, UNI, University of Iowa, here's all of this stuff that you have to do.
Correct. There is quite a few requirements to get into colleges, both at a junior college level, a university level, and working towards those. I know our freshman year, and we hear this all the time, our principal, Mr. Friday, told us that your freshman year is the most important because that's when your GPA starts at a 4.0. And if you don't try your freshman year and that GPA drops, it's really, really hard to bring it back up your sophomore, junior, and senior year. Now, I'm not saying if it is low, you should try your best to bring it up, but for all freshman students, I really encourage you to try hard and make that freshman year count so you're not pushing yourself so hard your junior and senior years.
If you are a junior or senior and you finally realize that you need to get your act together, you need to get stuff going so that you can be successful later in life, there's always that option of going to a community college first before you want to transfer. And so it's not too late. If you don't have all those requirements right out of high school, go to a two-year college first or go to DMAC, and then you can transfer to all these different colleges that will accept you that way.
Let's take this theme, talking about freshmen. There's a whole bunch of freshmen here just beginning their year. Let's go around the table and give your just few words of advice to the freshmen, if you would.
My biggest advice would be to not procrastinate. If you put things off to the last minute, it just piles up and it piles up and it piles up. And I would also say, enjoy your extracurricular activities and be involved with the school. Make your voice heard.
I would definitely agree with Darby. I think being involved is what's kept me so successful. Whenever I'm not involved in as many activities, I find myself slacking off in school. But when I'm kept busy, it's easier to stay for me to stay on top of my schoolwork, my activities. And I find that being involved is not only self-fulfilling, but it helps in many different ways.
I did kind of fall behind, so I'm going to tell you not to fall behind, because my freshman year I did. And it is a lot harder to do that. Just get your work done, do all your activities to your fullest.
The best advice I can give is that you have to find that balance in life. You have to balance your school, your social life, and your home life. Because if you're focusing too much on your social life, you're going to slack off in school. If you're focusing too much on your academic life, then you're going to burn out your brain, and you're not going to be able to, you know, think clearly, and you're not going to be able to get your work done because you're just so exhausted. So the best advice I can give is find that balance. It's different for everyone, but once you find that, you'll just breeze right through high school.
Definitely agree with the balance thing and what Colin said about coming into high school with the right work ethic, because I can say firsthand that I came into high school with not the right thing and figured it out about halfway through my junior year. I mean, it's a rough road trying to get back up on top, but got to do what you got to do.
My best advice would be to set goals for your future and for not only for your freshman year, but your high school career, your college career, and your future after that. So we're learning in college prep right now. It's really important to write your goals down. Put them on your mirror when you're brushing your teeth in the morning. That reminds you to something to work for and something to strive and drive for. So my best advice would probably find a certain goal, 2 or 3 goals, and really work towards those.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Regional Health Center, Brookwood Incorporated in Knoxville, Pleasantville Clinic, McKay Insurance in Knoxville, Verduft Agency of Pella, Marion County Fair Association, and Country Inn & Suites of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Strawver's True Value, Radio Shack and U.S. Cellular, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Two Rivers Cooperative, Digital Galleria Designs of Pella, and Mike's Towing in Knoxville.
I continued my conversation about student success with Bailey Kaur, Hunter Van Hollen, Logan Collins, Morgan Lauer, Colin Thomas, and Darby Renfro, seniors at Pleasantville High School. Let's turn the table a little bit. You've been getting advice from parents for many years. What advice do you have for parents to help their kids be successes?
I think supporting your kids. My parents have been my biggest fans my entire life, and I can't thank them enough for that. Without them, I wouldn't be able to be involved in rodeo. I wouldn't be able to be involved with all these extracurriculars that I have to juggle with everything going on in my life. They've helped me so much. Just be supportive of your kids. If your kid comes to you and tells you that they want to do something or they have this goal in mind, be supportive. Don't tell them that it's not possible, because it is.
I definitely agree with that. I come from a family where there's one brother that's specifically sports oriented and another and two others that aren't. And one thing that I really admire about my parents is that they never have forced their kids into something that they don't want to do. They've looked at what they've loved to do and then pushed them in that direction and always challenged them to be a better person with the things that they love to be involved in every day.
I would tell parents not to push their kids into something they don't want to do, because it'll just make them miserable. High school is supposed to be fun, so just let them do what they want to do.
My advice for parents is just like what people around this table are talking about. You have to give them support, and you have to push them in the direction they want to go in, because if you push them somewhere they don't want to go, then they're going to be miserable their whole life. They're going to be going to a job they don't like. And it's not always so much about telling your kids like to do homework or to go out for sports. It's about saying, what do you want to do? Do you need help on your homework? And just being there and kind of being the backbone of what it takes to succeed.
Definitely say supporting your children is very important. I have tremendous support from my mom. She works in the high school, so I don't get much by her as far as her staying on top of what I'm supposed to be doing, so that helps a lot. And definitely keep on them. Don't support bad habits as far as procrastination and just getting off track. But, yeah, keep them headed in the right direction.
Like the rest of the group said, support is really important and pushing them into the direction they want to go, whether that's a certain career. But once you find that direction you want to push them, make sure you push them within that. Push them to be better people, to work hard, to work for larger goals. That only opens more opportunities for your kids in terms of their future.
How about advice for teachers on how to help you achieve your goals and be the best that you can be?
I think at Pleasantville, a lot of our teachers, they want you to be the best you can be. But I think for a teacher, they need to be open-minded to new things, too. If a kid is saying, I don't learn how you teach, could we maybe try this? It could help out not only that child, it could help out many different children. But I think here we have a lot of supportive teachers that really take an interest in every kid. And I think that's an important thing in teaching, is just take interest in every kid and listen and actually try to get to know the children instead of just trying to teach your curriculum and that's it.
That's a really tough question, and I don't know how some of the teachers at our school do it, because they're trying to teach a variety of different learning types, different backgrounds, different types of kids with different interests, and sometimes I have no idea how they even do it themselves. I think one of the things I can tell that I like most about teachers is when they come to class organized and prepared to teach. And like Darby was saying, if you don't learn one way, they have something backup already that they've already known about, a different way for them to teach. Because I know that it's a learning experience for them as well as it is for the kids. But when they are that step ahead, they've done their research about the different ways to teach children, even though maybe it's not their favorite way of teaching. If they have that knowledge, it's so much easier for the kids to catch on.
Yeah, and I would agree with Morgan on that, because I have, both of my parents are teachers in this school district, and I just don't know how they do it. Just because we learn a certain way, it's hard to see how, like, everyone thinks, and that's the problem, like, teachers have to deal with. And they also I like about our teachers is that they are open-minded and they are understanding of, some of us have very busy schedules, and they will try to help us work around that and be there for us if we need some help.
I agree with everybody that, you know, we need structure in our lives, because without that we can't be successful. And if teachers, they come in, they have a structure, and they'll teach one way, and if somebody doesn't get it, they'll teach another way. That's just about the best thing you can do, because it's not so much how you teach, it's how the children learn. And I know it's best to be involved in with the children in the classroom, because they're not always going to ask the questions that they need to ask. So if you go up to them and say, hey, do you need help? They're going to be more than likely to ask the question that they need answered, and therefore succeed and pass the class.
I definitely think when teachers come into the classroom with an initiative of what they're going to teach is great. Being open-minded to different learning strategies is great too. But I think most important is that you keep a very positive student-teacher relationship, so that you feel very comfortable going up to a teacher and asking them questions, staying after class, doing whatever you need to do to put the work in to pass the class.
I agree with everyone around the table, and all of us are very lucky to grow up in a small school where we have that personal relationship most of the time with our teachers, and so that really hits home when, you know, you see a lot of people in their future, some of their most inspiring people in their past were their high school teachers, and I know for a lot of us we could say that as well, because our teachers here are very supportive towards our future and our education, so that's definitely a key, is being supportive.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Skuring and Udermark DePella, Knoxville Anesthesiologist Services, Sparks Auto, Iowa Dermatology, Pella Motors, Gata Enterprises in Knoxville, and Knoxville Insurance. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting kniakrls.com in the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Beatty Law Firm, Niall Hicks Attorney, Pella Christian Grade Schools, McGriff's of New Sharon, Knoxville Schools, and Twyla Wilson, Shackley Organic Supplements Provider.
I continued my conversation about student success with Bailey Corr, Hunter Van Hollen, Logan Collins, Morgan Lauer, Colin Thomas, and Darby Renfro, seniors at Pleasantville High School. Let's just say that 10 years from now, today, we meet right here again. Where are you going to be, and what are you going to be doing in 10 years?
There's a lot of... I haven't picked a certain career that I necessarily want to be involved in. I've been thinking about ag sales, stuff like that, but I just hope to be in a career, successful career that I am happy in, that I love going to work every day. I hope to have a family and just be happy on the home front, but I hope that I have accomplished the things that I have wanted to accomplish within those 10 years.
I don't know where I'm going to be 10 years from now. I don't know what major I'm going to do in college, and I don't know what career I'm going to have in the future. Yeah, I have different plans or subjects, so I like this one a little bit better, but I'm just going to take it where the road leads me, and I wouldn't be surprised if I come back maybe being in politics, maybe being in math, science, history. I have no idea, and it'll be as interesting for me as maybe it is for some of the listeners out there about where I am in 10 years.
I'd really love to be like something doing with sports. I really love baseball, and I love being around baseball. I'd like to do maybe like sports medicine or anything that does with sports. I just love to be around it.
I have absolutely no clue, but the unknown for me is very exciting. And
it's okay. If you don't know what you want to do, that's just fine. You just have to accept it and move on.
Exactly. I mean, nobody expects you to go into college to know what you want to do. I mean, it's nice to know what you're going to do, but I don't know what I want to do, so I'm going to take my basic classes, and if I find something I like, then I'll pursue those and take those classes, but I'm really not too concerned about what I want to do because, you know, I've got all my college years to figure it out. And as for where I'm going to be in 10 years, as long as I'm happy, I really don't care what I'm doing or where I'm at.
I'd like to go to college and run track or play basketball there. And I want to be a dentist when I get older. I could see myself moving back to Pleasantville, having some kids. I think this is a great place to grow up. I want my kids to be able to come to this high school and experience the same stuff I did. You know, I'd be able to look in the trophy cases and look at the record books here and be able to see my name and say, hey, that's my dad. And just to be able to, you know, feel the small town atmosphere is just a great place to grow up. And I think that can really influence how you become a successful person in this world. You learn a lot of values here that you might not learn anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree. I hope 10 years, you know, I'm married, have a family. I hope to be involved with agriculture, marketing, and advertising, especially in the livestock industry. Start out working for a business. That's probably where I'll be in 10 years, hopefully, but maybe eventually own my own advertising agency for the livestock spectrum.
I appreciate the small town atmosphere so much. I don't know what I'd do if I just love small towns. And I don't, wouldn't change it for the world.
Thanks to Bailey Corr, Hunter Van Hollen, Logan Collins, Morgan Lauer, Colin Thomas, and Darby Renfro for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.